And we are live. Sorry, guys. I'm actually a couple seconds late. I was on the telephone with the CEO of Crypto World here in Missouri. There's so much going on. It is friggin' nuts. Hang on, I gotta get my mind into show mode, because him and I were actually talking about franchises I'm launching in Florida. Yes, I will be launching Crypto World franchises in Florida. And I have a partner out in California who's actually going to partner with me. And we are going to bring in his son next month, is going to train at Crypto World for how to run and operate it, and like branding and supplies, and just learn the whole ins and outs of the actual location. And we're slammed, but it's great. And that's what I want to talk about on today's show. Is, as you guys know, every Wednesday evening from 6 until 9, I do a 3-hour show on my Patreon channel, which is under here, in the entrepreneur level. And it's basically talking about running a business, how you launch a business, how you do business, how you make money in cryptos other than, you know, HODL. And that's what I'm going to be talking about this evening, is franchise opportunities in cryptocurrencies right now. A lot of people don't understand how huge this is growing. And also, the founders group, a lot of the members of the founders group watch the show every Wednesday evening too. Well, this evening, Lori and I talked with the lawyers in El Salvador yesterday, and we got more information on the rollout in El Salvador. And I gotta have a bunch of things notarized. I gotta get my visa or whatever you call a passport notarized and all this other crud. But we also got information on the dual citizenship with, because the founders group is launching an office in El Salvador that allows members of the founders group to actually be able to get dual citizenship. So I'll actually be talking about that this evening on the show. Also, hang on a second, coffee break. Oh, okay. Now, where was I? Hang on a second. I had show notes. I swear to God I did. Hang on one second. All right. Oh, yes. I Do you guys know what is going on with a bank called Credit Suisse? All right, Credit Suisse is going under and going under hard. They're looking for another bank to buy Credit Suisse. Credit Suisse is not a little bitty bank. It's a huge bank. And they are trying to find a bank or a group of banks to purchase Credit Suisse. Can anybody say Lehman's 2007, 2008? This is a chit show. Did anybody see what happened to Amazon yesterday? Their stock got crushed, and they've got good news. They've actually got announcing plans that make the company more profitable, and stock went to chit yesterday, dropped like 23%. The old system is literally crumbling, crumbling to the ground. While on the other side, you have cryptos, blockchain, NFTs. The metaverse, you have everything blockchain growing. You have 200 new credit unions and banks now able in their mobile app for their memberships to actually purchase cryptocurrencies and hold cryptocurrencies. Now, I'm not recommending that. I'm just saying that's volume adding. That's a huge deal. That is a huge deal. And did, by the way, this morning on the Modern Investor, great guy, by the way, the Modern Investor. He was talking about a story about one wallet. Remember yesterday when I showed you those websites where us who know what's really going on, there are websites we look at. We don't look at price, right? Price is irrelevant right now. For some of us, not all of us. Now, I understand if you're just a hodler, or if you're a trader, or if you're something like that, you look at the price, right? There's a group of us, a large group of us, that are basically the accumulators. There are things we look at that the average person buying cryptos does not look at. We don't look at price. We could give two chits about price. That's not the major factor with us because we don't have a 1 year plan. We don't have a 6 month plan. We have like a 5 year. We have like a 10 year plan. So price right now is irrelevant. The accumulators are the people who understand the year 2028. right? 2028 is when the distribution level of Bitcoin flattens. 2028 into 2032. That's when the block reward is so low that it's basically null. Right? It's basically, yeah, they're making some, but it's irrelevant now. Where 99% of the Bitcoin has been released as of 2028 to 2032-ish, right? The accumulators are a group. It's people like me and Patrick who are our company's reserve assets, preferably Bitcoin. We also hold other assets, and other CEOs and other entrepreneurs. Looking at this completely different from any other group out there. All right, Michael Saylor is an accumulator because he's not looking at the Bitcoin as a, you know, get rich off the Bitcoin thing. He, along with other countries, right, other companies and entrepreneurs and countries are looking at Bitcoin as a reserve asset in the corporate structure of their companies and countries. Because remember, countries are just companies with flags. That's it. That's what a country is. It's a company with a flag and a song usually and an official bird. And so you have the retail crypto people who have the short view. Let's call them the newbies. The newbies are the people who actually buy retail and then get shook out once prices drop. Those are the newer people. Then you have the retail traders. Those are the swing traders. Those are the average everyday trader, you know. Those, then you have that group. Then you have the hodlers. Now, the hodlers, I would actually fall into the hodlers group as an individual. I'm a hodler. But as an entrepreneur, I'm an accumulator. And that's the levels. Is there are more accumulators now than ever before. One wallet address. Listen to me as I say this. One wallet address. This whole price drop, they accumulated, now listen to this, between 2 and $10 million worth of Bitcoin per hour. This whole drop. One address. Think about that. One address was accumulating $2 to $10 million worth of Bitcoin every hour for the whole time the price has been dropping. That is mind-blowing. See, the average retail person, the average person in retail cryptos, they don't understand yet, but they will, what is coming and what the shift. Like I said, the old system, bye-bye. It's gotten so bad that America, all right, that marker, Joe, somebody passed me my pudding Biden, is literally pointing at Russia and going, they're getting ready to attack. Look at Russia. Putin is out there walking his dog. And Joe Biden and the global elites are all like, he's getting ready to attack, folks. He's going to take over the whole country. And there's Putin out there walking his dog like, what? What the hell are you talking about? They know they're done. The global leaders know they're done. They are reaching at straws. They're literally they're literally trying to gin up an imaginary conflict with Putin. And Putin is over there like, I don't want that. I don't want that country. You know, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. That's where we actually get like our wheat and our corn and like other goods. So we have mainstream media swearing up and down that Putin is just getting ready to put on his Hitler hat and invade. And there's freaking Putin out there just like I said, like walking his dog, going invade. Why would I invade? But yet, because they've got nothing to cover up. Over in the UK, all right, you have good old somebody hand me a comb pores. Does that guy ever brush his hair? The dude's got hair. He always looks like he just woke up, right? So they're getting rid of mask mandates. They are getting rid of the passports. all of the other countries are like getting rid of the passports. This is all crumbling. And yet you've still got good old Biden, good old US. Yeah, I gotta get your stuff, everybody. This morning on the local news. Oh, these poor local news people. They went through a 5-minute spiel on how overwhelmed the local hospitals are. Oh my God. People are just, they're overflowing the hospitals. They're overflowing the ER. And they're like, the ER is 84% full. The hospital is 81% full. It's just, oh, it's pandemonium, folks. And we got people falling out the windows. Just, it's so full. And at the end of it, at the end of the newscast, just so they could slip in a little bit of truth and have a little bit of credibility, they're like 89% of all of the people in the ER are fully vaccinated. Wait, what? Yeah, 89% of all the people in the ER are fully vaccinated. Whoops. It's literally they don't know what to do anymore. They've got nothing left to cling to. The truckers are shutting down Canada. Woo-hoo! And the rest of the world is giving up on the whole, mask mandates and school closures and all this other stuff. But oh boy, you got the global elites still trying to beat the dead horse. The horse is dead. Half of the horse is already glue. All right. And they're still beating the hell out of the horse. It is. It is hilarious watching this. The old system's crumbling, and they're looking for anything. A war, somebody relevant to sneeze, anything they can point at. Hold on to control. The IMF is literally on their knees. They are begging El Salvador to reverse accepting the Bitcoin as legal tender. They are literally on their knees. Please reconsider what you're doing. Do you understand that what you are doing is basically taking away our power? Yeah, that's the point. It's everything. everything is shifting towards freedom again, and yet the elites are just, they're trying to grab something, anything. Anything they can get their little hands on. They're like, but Putin. And everyone's like, you mean the guy over there walking his dog? Yeah, he's getting ready to invade. With what? His dog? He's not, there's no military force. He's not bringing up a military force. He's not doing anything. Then they put out news a couple days ago. Russia will block all crypto and just gonna destroy crypto, and Russia won't let nobody in Russia crypto. And then Putin puts out a statement and says, no, that's not true. Russia has a distinct advantage in cryptocurrency and cryptocurrency mining. Wait, I thought that the news was, yeah, that was fake. What? The crypto news websites put out fake news? No. The hell you say? I don't believe it. There's more going on in cryptos. Cryptos are growing by leaps and bounds, and the crypto main street media is trying to just FUD the hell out of cryptos. We have wallets that are just pushing the price down as far as they can push it. Somebody grab the head of the IMF. Yeah, the fat guy. Let's see if we can throw him on top of Bitcoin. You know who I'm talking about. The one guy who looks literally like Jabba the Hutt. Have you seen that guy? He's like the head of the World Bank or the head of the IMF. The dude's head is as wide as his shoulders. He's got to weigh at least 400 pounds. If he ain't 400, he's definitely, everybody say it with me, Tree Fitty. He's definitely Tree Fitty. They're trying to throw him on top of Bitcoin just to get the price down. But Bitcoin, because Bitcoin's a blockchain and has a decentralized ledger, you can only hold it down so long, folks, before Bitcoin goes, fuck off, I'm going up. It's in the code. The price rise with the Bitcoin is in the code. Now, you can kind of push it down and you can kind of manipulate it over the exchanges a little. But everyone who knows anything about what's really going on, we just laugh. We just laugh and we buy more. Because they're like, ha, there, we pushed the price down. And we're like, yeah, thanks for that. And we buy more, which our volume pushes it right back up. Hey, you hold that price down as long as you want. Us accumulators, thank you. Because as this moves along, that just means we're going to be richer. Every time they push it down, I smile because I'm like, just made me richer. Thank you. Thank you, fat guy from the IMF. We live in a world that, hey, in the next 5 to 6 years, if you aren't wealthy in the next 5 to 6 years from everything in cryptocurrency that's going on, it's your fault. It ain't no one else's fault. You have the ability to research what's going on in cryptocurrencies right now. You have the ability to listen to great shows, tremendously intelligent people like Michael Saylor. I'm not even talking about me. My show is entertainment mostly. Now, I talk about cryptos. I talk about like what's going on in the world, but I mostly entertain. I'm an ex-truck driver. Now, mind you, I am an entrepreneur, and I do run several very successful businesses and all that. But mostly my show's entertainment. Now, on the Patreon show this evening, on my Patreon show, that's business. That's completely different. That's an entrepreneur show. That's this evening. Like I told you guys, we are going to talk about franchises, the plus and minuses of franchises, crypto world, their franchises, El Salvador, dual citizenship, El Salvador, the pros and cons of launching a business out of El Salvador. Loy and I are in the process of getting our chit together so we can go to El Salvador, launch our office, that then you guys in the founders group will be able to use our office as your office, and then you can headquarters your company out of our office as a group, a legal group, the founders group, and then you apply for dual citizenship, and then in the future, you can claim your income under the El Salvadorian citizenship and pay 0% capital gains. Everything's a system. You just have to know how to play the game, my friends. This is the most beautiful opportunity for you guys and me. I'm jumping on it. Patrick's jumping on it. Everyone I know is jumping on it. Well, not everyone, but you know what I mean. Every entrepreneur-minded person I know is in cryptos. And not just crypto, but like blockchain, metaverse, NFTs, education, crypto education, mining. Oh, that reminds me. Oh, hang on one second. All right. Now, hang on one second. Here, wait. Where the hell is my pointer? Oh, there it is. All right. I'm going to make. Hang on a second. I'm going to copy this. Paste. Hang on one second. Okay. Scroll across the screen here. Okay, we now have founders memberships available. Look, the website people, the accountants, the people that crunch all the numbers finally let us know that approximately the number of founder memberships available. Chet, what was the number? God damn it. I know we got at least 200 of them available. That sounds right. All right, so if you're already a founder, if you're already a founders group member, you can only purchase one more membership. That's it. You're only allowed to. Now, if you're not an existing founders member, you can purchase one, two, I thought I had this. Give Lori and the team a call at 512-877-8577. Give them a call or send them a text about getting a membership. All right, the websites, I think Lori said, should be ready in about 3 weeks, I think. I think, no quote. But if you're interested in a founders group membership and you're already a member of the founders group, you can get one more. If you're not a member of the founders group yet, you also can just get one more. So, all right, let me go over here. Oh, there was some other housekeeping that I don't remember. So I'll leave this up here so that you guys have the what's the net number been? I'm in Europe. Net number. Is that for like, I don't know how you call from Europe over to America. So I guess 1-512-877-8577, I guess. Don't know for sure. Try that. Hopefully it won't send you to one of those hotlines. Hi, this is Michelle. You've dialed 1-800 or 1-900 or whatever. All right. Housekeeping. Sorry. Now, here's a word from our sponsor, Calyx Solutions.
Are you buying and selling cryptos on the same laptop that you're using to browse the internet, read your email, and visit social media sites? If so, you're exposing your cryptos to theft. Whenever you're online, you're at risk of getting hacked and having your identity stolen. How would you feel if someone stole all of your cryptos? What would that do to your finances? Guard your cryptos with a safe and secure laptop from Calyx Solutions. Each laptop is set up just for you and your cryptos, and then we walk you through exactly how it works. Don't risk the security of your cryptos. Order a crypto laptop from Calyx Solutions now to secure your crypto future. Learn more at calyxsolutions.io.
And we're back. Okay. Let's see what time it is. Oh, Calyx Solutions. Now, if you, like I did on the video yesterday, if you need, which everyone in cryptos, if you don't have a crypto laptop, if you're doing your crypto trading or buying, or you have a private wallet and it's on your phone, or you hold your cryptos on what looks like a damn keychain that plugs into a corrupted laptop, guess what? You're still plugging into a corrupted laptop. If your laptop, if your cute, innocent-looking laptop has ever touched Amazon, it is now a dirty little laptop. It needs to be pushed aside and only used for the dirty things. For your cryptos, you want a clean slate. You want, and I told you guys over and over again, you've got to take this generational wealth assets. That's what you're holding. All right. That's what you're holding your generational wealth in. If your generational wealth is on your phone, not smart. Just saying. All right. Get a Calyx Solutions crypto laptop that is clean, pretty, brand new. And we lay it out for you. You hop on the website and we can walk you through it. Hop on the website. You order your laptop. We load it with everything you're going to need for cryptos. We ship it to you. When you receive it, we do an hour Zoom call with you, unpacking your laptop so you're good to go. And we have videos and how-tos and all that to help you do it. It's the easiest way to keep your cryptos safe. There you go. That's my grandioso sales pitch. So, if you want a crypto laptop, call Patrick at 702-845-8276 or text or go directly to the website calyxsolutions.io and voila, right there. You can buy it right there. Check out. We'll ship it right to you. Yes, please smash the likes hit the subscribes on whatever channel you're watching. If you're on YouTube, if you're on Roku, if you're on Amazon, if you're on Rumble, if you're on Spotify, if you're on whatever the hell these other ones. There's like a list of all these platforms I'm on, and I don't even know half of them. Oh, well. So just make sure you hit the like, subscribe, and the little alert bell that lets you know that I'm going live. So everybody, have a tremendous day. And also, if you are entrepreneurial minded or you want to learn more about entrepreneur opportunities in cryptos, join the Patreon. There's a link under the video for 2 nights, 3 hour video. I'll be live tonight from 6 until 9 on Patreon. And we will be talking cryptocurrency and blockchain entrepreneurial opportunities. Everybody have a great day. I will see you tonight if you're smart. Everyone else, I will see you tomorrow if you're smart. And I will slap my wife's ass tonight if I'm smart. Have a great day, guys. Love you. See you tomorrow.